This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are at the water's edge of the argument that mainstream Christian teaching is hate speech. Because today we've reached the point in our society where if you do not support same-sex marriage, you are labeled a homophobe and a hater. So what's the next step after that? After they've done going after individuals, the next step is to argue that the teachings of mainstream Christianity, the catechism of the Catholic Church, is hate speech. And that's a real and present danger.
And we've got a pope who is about as Marxist as it gets. It's just a fact. Everybody knows I'm not a Catholic basher. Some of the most conservative libertarian people I know are Catholics fighting the New World Order. I judge a tree by their fruits. But this new pope, you're not supposed to have a Jesuit as a pope. I'm not Catholic, but I know that. And, you know, he hugs people that have diseases. Oh, isn't he sweet? The mainstream media is worshiping him when they've been attacking other Catholic leaders. Suddenly the same media that's attacking liberty is worshiping this new pope, this Jesuit, who sounds like he's basically Nancy Pelosi or something. It's amazing. The globalists are making their move right now. And Senator Rubio wants open borders. He says the NSA isn't spying on anybody. He says all this outrageous bull, but he can come out and point out what's next with the radical totalitarian agenda that is basically hooked up to the gay agenda. And I don't dislike any of these people, and I don't need to preface that like they're moral authorities and I'm saying I'm not bad and begging them for approval. I don't hate people because of their sexual preference, but I don't like it being pushed on kids, regardless if it's heterosexual or homosexual. That's common sense. I'm against pedophilia and pedophilic cultures. And there is a drive pushing this as the new culture in America, namely because it breaks up the family and makes the state the father. But Rubio is only coming out with this because he doesn't have any real issues. And this is a football issue. He can get support from the Christian right, but then betray them down the road. This doesn't legislatively do anything. It's a political football fighting over gay marriage. Hey, listen, the lesbians and homosexuals and everybody, you want to do what heterosexuals have done? See, I use the word homosexual on purpose because I'm not supposed to. That's a scientific name, but people are taught it's you know, racist or whatever. Hateful. No, the word Caucasoid is not hateful towards white people. The word Negro is not hateful towards black people. It's like dark Mexican beer, Negro Modelo. I've seen someone order that, and not blacks, but white trendies get upset by hearing Negro. It's a romance language. It just means dark. You get dark. Some of my favorite wine is Nero, you know, Negro-style black grapes from Italy. Delicious wine. You get the right type. It's not racist that it says Negro on it, I'll assure you. But that's the mindlessness of this whole situation where you're not supposed to use the word homosexual. But look, if the homosexuals are dumb enough to want to let the lawyers be involved in their lives and to have whoever you supposedly live with get half of your stuff or more, you know, whoever doesn't work get 60%, you want to be involved in that screw job? Knock yourselves out. But listen, I've talked to the Democratic Party lawyers. They are licking their lips. They can't wait to watch you give all your campaign money so that you can be under government with your marriage. Boy, talk about wanting to get thrown in the fiery furnace. That is ridiculous. So there you go. And look, this whole gay thing from both sides is a political football. like these reps and congressmen that are always bashing gays are the ones they always catch, you know, in a bathroom with two guys, you know, at a gas station. It just, the whole thing's a joke. We'll be back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I don't hate people that are drug addicts. I don't hate people that are, quote, gay. I don't hate people that have a gambling problem. But you can definitely look at the statistics of all the things I just mentioned and know that those are destructive lifestyles. So the larger question is, why is this agenda being pushed? And it's what Joel Skousen, the editor of World Affairs Brief, always talks about. The global social engineers do not want you to be able to discriminate. And by discriminate, when you're driving down the road, there is a dotted line, stripes, and reflectors down the middle so you can discriminate which lane you're in so you don't go into oncoming traffic. Vision helps you discriminate. Taste tells you what is good food or good water. Smell. And they've moved from political correctness saying don't say racist things and group guilt to now brown paper bags are banned in the city of Seattle state government, city government, because brown might hurt someone's feelings. No one ever said a brown bag was connected to race. No one ever said that it was racist. It doesn't matter. It's about banning whatever they want, whenever they want, and restricting speech. And now Senator Rubio has come out and said Gay Agenda's next step is to define mainstream Christianity as hate speech. Well, Europe's already done that. But see, Rubio needs some red meat he can talk about while not actually defending marriage. And now we have the headlines. Court bans Choose Life license plate as patently offensive in shocking ruling. If you go to the story, it's just a little normal license plate saying, I choose life. Just saying, I choose life is offensive. The appeals court in New York agreed and said it's banned. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan ruled Choose Life license plates are patently offensive. You can put on there that you're a slut. You can put the word cocaine on there. This has been in court. But you will not say adopt babies. You will not say you're pro-life. This is the tyranny. Like the woman that got attention a few days ago, court-martialed in the Marines because on her computer screensaver, it said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Be a great slogan for the U.S. military, but no, it's banned. I have another report here. The new Jurassic Park movie is being criticized because it has a male hero. I'm not kidding. Every other movie, Hollywood admits they have a directive, has women as the heroes and men as bad. The new Mad Max, Fury Road, is really feminist road, where all the men are killed at the end to create a utopia. This isn't to empower women. It's to make women be all alone, families destroyed. This is a scientific takedown plan, just like Cloward and Piven wants to bankrupt our economy to make us domesticated. Joel Skousen will be with us till 5 minutes into the next hour, worldaffairsbrief.com, one of the smartest people when it comes to global analysis, because I do a lot of research, so I can tell when somebody knows what they're talking about. He's taught me a lot. We all teach each other. I want to get his take on this first, on some other waterfront issues that he didn't even know I was going to bring up. Then at the bottom of the hour, we will detail geopolitically the headlines. NATO general says we may have World War III. The NSA analyst, we may have World War III. George Soros, we may have World War III. What's really behind the sandcastles in the South China Sea? The bases are building. What's behind all this? We're going to be breaking it down today. But first, about a month ago, I said, you know, I don't want to just air ads on the radio here, especially on the internet side. That's the podcast and the millions that tune in via the streams and other systems. I want to start having our great reporters do one-minute InfoWars bulletins vignettes. And boy, they've taken to it like a fish to water. New reports every day. I'm going to create an archive on InfoWars.com so stations can just grab these and air these whenever they'd like as well and put their own tags on them if they wish. We're going to also start providing it to folks that want to put video to it on YouTube. By next week, we're going to have a page where when they upload these, they're there for you. Or you can just record the stream and do it yourself. Don't wait for us. Just take action. You may wait for the rest of your life. We're trying as hard as we can. But we need the funding to get the crew to build up and expand our reach. Everything we do is a success by the grace of God. All the glory goes to God. Lord knows my best works are dirty rags, as the Bible says. But everything we're doing is having a huge effect. And that shows us as we lens up, as we magnify up, as we amplify, we can have devastating effects on the globalists, and so can you. But I want to just air one of these reports, because what I love about David Knight and other reporters is they get it. They do multifaceted reports that don't just say Peter Singer, you know, wants to free chimpanzees. Well, I want to treat chimpanzees well as well. The problem is Peter Singer is the grand poobah of PETA. Peter Singer says kill kids up to age 3 or 5. This is now being pushed openly. They only want to give animals rights just so government can say they have the votes of the animals and that they represent them as guardians to trump all of our rights. So that's what this animal rights movement is about. It's very, very dangerous. And they're going to use the extremes of factory farming and things that are abominations and bad for humans to then have a whole new revolution that's anti-human. And you hear this one-minute report, the reports Jakari Jackson's doing and Rob Dew and Leanne McAdoo and just the whole crew are simply amazing. And I want to encourage my writers to do these. I want to encourage listeners to do one-minute pieces that you email showtips@infowars.com. And if they're good, we'll play them here on the radio. I'm here to get everybody in the fight. Everybody. That's how we're going to win. And out of that whole field of people taking action, we're going to find the naturals that are going to be the next wave leaders against the globalists. Let's go to that one-minute clip, and then we're going to go to Joel Skousen. Here it is.
A hearing scheduled for today will focus on whether two chimpanzees held by Stony Brook University are property of the university or must be set free. Champions of the concept of speciesism, like Peter Singer, argue that the chimps should have human rights because they are, quote, comparable to three-year-old humans and their capacity for self-awareness, unquote. The problem is, Singer has argued that Down's syndrome children should be euthanized because, quote, they will never be able to play the guitar or develop an appreciation of science fiction, learn a foreign language, or chat with us about the latest Woody Allen movie, unquote. Singer's speciesism is not about elevating animal treatment. It's about creating a justification for devaluing human life in all conditions, at all ages. We will not allow scientific elitists and eugenicists like Peter Singer to deny human liberty and dignity. This is David Knight reporting for InfoWars.com.
That 60-second piece is an education. Decoding the propaganda. They set the precedent that they're the moral authority. They send out, you know, some 20-year-old college student to scream and say, I kill my babies, I love Satan. We're going to ban your free speech because we're so moral, as you saw last week or heard last week here live on the radio, shutting down a pro-life demonstration we had. And they were so arrogant because they're the moral authority. And they talked on their website about the Red Terror and how they want to take us out, as if they could. I don't know how you're evil but then think you're good, but there is that weird mindset. You know, the top globalists are pure evil and know it and love it. But their minions believe they're good, but have every manifestation from cloaking themselves in black to praising and hailing Satan to praising the death of children to the gleam in their eye. And they also have the cloak of weakness on them at the same time. It's very biblical. I'm going to skip this network break, last one of the day, to give Joel Skousen more time, worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel, I've been ranting for 10 minutes while you've been holding, but I wanted to open up with this breakdown of the assault on life, the assault on judgment, the assault on decency. They're not truly pushing where we're tolerant. It means we must give up who we are, like I guess in Sodom and Gomorrah, where the crowd comes to the door and says, you know, give us your kids and then, you know, give us those men that are with you that are really angels or we're going to kill you. I mean, it's really about us submitting and being conquered by them, isn't it, Joel?
It is indeed, Alex. I stated many years ago when I was interviewed, one of the few token conservatives interviewed by television in Washington, D.C. on the Martin Luther King passage of the Civil Rights Bill. And I said, you know, this is a very dangerous bill because it represents an intrusion into people's personal choices on their own property. And, of course, the Supreme Court had ruled that once you offer service to the public, it no longer becomes private property but public property, which is a very terrible ruling. The problem that I see in all of these things is there's a legal principle here that's violated, and that is you'd never allow in law an unlimited system of lawmaking. And that's what intrusions into discrimination do. It has to be defended like free speech. In other words, you have to defend free speech no matter if you love, if you hate it, if it's offensive. On their own property, people are free to speak their entire will. And people need to be free to choose who with whom they will associate with on their own property. And, of course, the Supreme Court has cut into what is your own property so that if anything is audible by the public, it ceases to become private. I don't know where this is going, Alex, but I'll tell you, it is going to attack people who they are. They're not satisfied, as you said, with tolerance. They want to destroy and silence those of us who believe that there are certain things that hold negative judgments about certain people's behavior.
They do fear judgment.
Yeah, judgment's always been hated by socialists. You know, the free market runs on judgment. And there's a natural propensity of human beings to dislike other people's judgment because they judge them as they are. You know, the free market says, really gives everyone, over time, rewards according to their true worth. And that's to be judged by each individual. And so you say, well, I'm being misjudged. Well, fine. Go to the next person. Try to get a better judgment from them. You know, it's a process in the negotiation in the free markets to get people to accept who you really are. But if everybody's, you know, got a negative judgment, you ought to look to yourself and say, what is that judgment and is it crucial? Socialism offers people a higher level of reward than the free market would per true worth, a uniform level, which is a denial of people's ability to judge, to have to give people uniform value for differing worth. I know that's a little philosophical, but that's really the basis.
I agree with you, but look at how the so-called left, the totalitarian left, will say, never judge us. In fact, they call it censorship. If you disagree with them, that's now censorship. Now, censorship is shutting them down, blocking them. But then all they do is judge all day and take the moral high ground on a high horse, telling us how to think. I mean, it's just so bankrupt.
Indeed it is, Alex. It's hypocritical. It's a terrible violation of our particular rights. You know, we really, it's just like education. And unfortunately, you know, conservatives have bought into this for years. They've caused their own problems in public education. All education should be competing because all education has values. It is completely inappropriate for even the majority to impose a Christian education or an evolutionary education or any type of specific education on other people. All people in education ought to pay for the education they have. You can have public schools, but only the users of those schools ought to pay for it. And people ought not to be penalized for taking their dollars elsewhere so they can choose a non-evolutionary education, or they can choose to have Christian values. They can choose to pray in school if they want. But the left, of course, wants to, in the name of democracy, in the name of majority, to actually bind people to a view. And Christians, unfortunately, have said, you know, we want Christianity in our schools. And I say, they're not our schools. They are government schools. And once you give government the power to determine values by majority rule, what happens when the government becomes Marxist? Then the majority is Marxist, or if the majority becomes Marxist, then they have just as much right as you have claimed as a Christian to impose their ideology.
Exactly. That's why we do have the separation of church and state, but not in the way they distort it, to say a Christian can't be in school and have a Bible and say they're Christian or have it on their book bag. No, it means the government can't select what the state-run religion is, whether it be atheism, Marxism, fake environmentalism. And notice they're now saying, we have socialist health care, so now we're going to decide what you eat and what you do, because we're all paying for each other. It's a total trap. It is slavery.
It's the same thing with the safety laws, you know. Because the government decides to pay for indigent people who get hurt by motorcycles, for example, we can mandate that everybody has a motorcycle helmet because the public is being imposed upon by having to pay for uninsured people. It's a false paradigm. It's an unlimited extension of lawmaking power. Once you allow government to dictate what is good for you, there's virtually no limit to the ability to intrude in our lives. It must be forever prohibited in law. Of course, you know, the Constitution is utterly disregarded nowadays by the courts.
I want to get into some of the current issues with Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, one of the top privacy and security home builders. Best-selling author, former Marine Corps fighter-bomber pilot in the Vietnam era. Of course, his uncle was Cleon Skousen, and he just joined us, the Naked Communist. And he's headed up some of the largest true conservative constitutional organizations in the country and watched this entire de-evolution. If I go back to the days of Barry Goldwater, that talked just like you, or the days of Ronald Reagan when he was, you know, a governor or running, he talked about the New World Order, Trilateral Commission, this plan. They then demonized it in Hollywood and movies and then made people think it didn't exist. And then now we see a reemergence, somewhat of an awakening, because they're now actually accelerating all this. And we see an outright demonization of the freedom movement, an attempt to cause civil unrest as the pretext to federalize police. We see power grabbing at an unprecedented level. I agree with you that it always takes longer than what people say. But at the same time, this massive turning up of the heat, ratcheting up, A, do you agree they're accelerating things? And then B, why do you think they're accelerating things so fast? Is it from a position of weakness or a position of strength?
Well, clearly they are accelerating things. It's not relative to us as much as it is to, as people become acclimated to accepting the new agendas put forth by the media, such as non-discrimination. It opens a floodgate. And all of a sudden, as I predicted clear back in the 80s on that television program, I said, you banned discrimination based on race, and it's going to be next, you know, based upon femininity. It's going to be weight control. It's going to be based upon sexual orientation. There's no limit to what they can start to do. So the acceleration really more is the fact that there is less resistance anymore because of the dumbing down of people. And boy, I'll tell you, it's an avalanche, but they still have a long way to go, and they still fear the revolt of the people if it becomes obvious to many more people than it is right now that there really is an actual conspiracy. And that's why they must denigrate conspiracy, because that is the key factor to waking up millions of people, is to realize there's a conspiracy in the media, in education, in all things. And that's why the media must silence all conspiracy believers and denigrate them openly. It's the key. It's not electing Republicans. The key is explain to people
exactly
how very bad it is.
Because if you don't realize it's premeditated, it's a long-term plan, none of it will make sense. But once you admit that, you could spend the rest of your life reading globalist documents, globalist books, globalist statements. The scary part is, it's not even hidden, but so much of the public refuses to admit they're being conquered, and then you add to it that we're being conquered by very wicked people. I've said this hundreds of times, Joel. If we were being conquered by a superior culture and we had a tyrannical culture, I would join with it. But I see the power elite locally and regionally joining with it as if they're winning. When you study this, it really is at its bottom destructive, hateful, death-filled, cancerous. I mean, how do you describe this system? Because as we get further into it, and as I research it more, you really do come away with the fact that you're fighting pure evil. I mean, it really is the devil.
It is, and I've long talked about the satanic basis for the globalist movement. I mean, just if you look at what I call the generational effect, how does any single evil person start creating a system where you're going to develop over a century and a half two evil enemies like Russia and China and set them against the world and have an intermediate enemy like Hitler, take them down one at a time and create a global new world order through war and conflict? I mean, there's no human being who can see that far in advance, let alone project that kind of thing against his own best wishes. I mean, it has to be revelatory. It has to be satanic at its basis, just because of the long-term prognosis, the long-term plan and agenda that we see just going down like clockwork.
Fascinating.
Now, they do have setbacks occasionally, just like this Syria situation where, you know, Kerry made that mistake at that London press conference, giving Syria the out to take down his chemical weapons, and it set back the globalist agenda for a year and a half. They had to create ISIS in response in order to have an excuse to get back in, and they're in the process of taking down Syria with ISIS. I'm covering in the World Affairs Brief tomorrow, for example, how fellow fighter pilots like myself, modern ones, are complaining they're not allowed to attack actual people on the ground. Empty buildings, yes. In other words, this whole air attack against ISIS is false.
Smokescreen, stay there. I want to come back and give you the floor on that. That'll lead us into geopolitical, all of it. How big a deal is it that the Defense Intelligence document came out to Judicial Watch admitting 3 years ago that they were creating the Al-Qaeda ISIS forces? But when we come back first, I want to get back with Joel Skousen, joelskousen.com, worldaffairsbrief.com, into when was it in your life when you came face-to-face in research studying it, or did you have this moment like I had, when you realize, oh my gosh, it really is true. I believed it, but now I know it. There is a devil. You study it so much, you look at it, you know you're now looking at Satan, and it's chilling to really know it's all true. It is a spiritual battle. This planet is a test. It's so epic. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing with the lies and disinformation. 6 days a week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., Central. Weeknights, 7 o'clock, Central. Infowars Nightly News. Joel Skousen, editor of WorldAffairsBrief.com, is our guest. We're going to get into the Al-Qaeda situation, the ISIS situation. You can pull up mainstream news articles that finally came out, thank God, where Defense Intelligence admitted they funded Al-Qaeda groups out of Saudi Arabia and ISIS to topple Assad. That's all admitted. I mean, we've had the Tosh Plumlee whistleblowers and people on talking about the shipments. And believe me, the Justice Department starts calling us and showing up when we do these interviews. I mean, this is real. It's like Skousen always says, you got real whistleblowers? The feds show up. Well, guess what? They do. The only reason we're still on air is by the grace of God. I'm here to tell you. I know we have protection. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I grew up a Christian, but, you know, when you're a teenager and stuff, you have your doubts. But I always had a spiritual connection to God and had a lot of interesting experiences in my life, so I knew there was a spiritual realm. But studying this, getting deeply into it, looking at it, seeing how through different people and different institutions, there's the mystery of evil the Bible talks about, this manifestation. And the globalists hurt their own interest so they can hurt the planet, the genetic code of humans. The devil is against free will if you read the Bible. The devil is against free will, but sells you that he's going to give you free will. Well, no, the devil just gives you knowledge. I mean, they had knowledge in the Garden of Eden. They had knowledge. They weren't idiots. They had free will to eat the apple. It's just they didn't have knowledge of evil thought processes. For me to be able to understand evil and study it, you get into the mind of it. As Nietzsche said, look out when you look into the abyss, lest you become the abyss. Or don't dance with the devil because you can become the devil. Let me tell you, studying this 25 years, getting close to it, having to get into the mindset of the system, it's make sure you got a strong will. That's why I get angry and upset over the years, because I'm spiritually awake and aware. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. I'm a worldly, fleshly person like anybody else. It's very upsetting, though, to be awake and conscious and to know the enemy's there hurting people, and I'm like an animal struggling in a cage trying to get out. And I want everybody else to want to struggle with me to get out, because God gives us free will and all these blessings. You follow God's promises. I'm not trying to be a preacher, because they won't preach this now. They've been taken over, most major churches. You get blessed. The problem is you get so blessed, you become spoiled. So it's a paradox of free will. But at least my heart points towards God and justice. People that revel in evil, though, and I see the spirit spreading. Good is spreading, but evil is also spreading. And I'm afraid to say evil is spreading faster, as Joel Skousen said. Not even so much evil. It's like the grand delusion is here. The great delusion where the people aren't there. They're in a trance. Joel Skousen, I'm going to shut up now, let you finish up with free will, the whole spiritual nature, because I think it's important to go to the bottom of the rabbit hole, then get into ISIS, Al-Qaeda, geopolitics, Sorosing, World War III, the South China Sea. I want you to move around the world in the next 25 minutes or so before we end the hour. Joel Skousen.
Well, speaking of on the spiritual process, I perhaps got most of my inclination about understanding things through the promptings of conscience. You know, people don't give enough attention to the workings of conscience in their mind because it's actually very judgmental. One of the signs of false religion is this unconditional loving God, this non-judgmental. It's really Satan's voice infiltrating the church when they preach those doctrines. God, yes, he can love, and it's actually fairly conditional, even though he has an outstretched arm to people. But it's very judgmental. If you listen to conscience, there are warning signals, nervous feelings that you'll get when you're reading a news story telling you something's not quite right here. And that's how I work through the World Affairs Brief. You know, I'm a small two-man shop. I don't have a big staff, but I can detect, because of my attention to the workings of conscience, when I'm reading disinformation or when there's falsehoods there. And I'm not saying it's perfect. You always have to struggle. It's not like you're getting direct revelation, but, you know, you get that little tap on the shoulder and it says, ah,
something. Well, you're using your world knowledge, your understanding, your lens, and then you're putting your gut or your spirit, your discernment as the final meter.
That's right. And what I'm saying is I think we're losing the battle in large part because even our conservatives are trying to work by rules rather than tap into the spiritual source that can direct us more specifically than a rulemaking approach or a generalist approach. You know, things are so much more complex than just restore the Constitution. Heck, the lawyers don't mind if we restore the Constitution. They know how to interpret it because there's hundreds of thousands of case law. And so we really have to get beyond these banner-type slogans and get down to real understanding of the way that human beings operate, why we're being undermined, and how we save our children. You know, Dr. Creekmore of SurvivalBlog.com did a survey of survivalists and preppers. He said, where do you get your news source? And he was shocked because Alex Jones was down in number four position. He expected these people to be very, very... up on this. And guess what was first? Fox News. And I look back and I think, how many of my clients, that I've worked for over the years designing high-security residence retreats, I walk into their home and they're watching Fox News. In fact, they have it on all day long. Or Glenn Beck was number two. And these are glitzy social networks with attractive talking head women and, presenters, but they'll never talk about conspiracy. And not one mention. In fact, Fox News has Hannity and O'Reilly, which will literally excoriate a person who even hints that he believes in conspiracy. And that's supposedly from a conservative news.
But when it always comes out, everything's a conspiracy. I mean, look right here. Rand Paul in Chicago. Crime not a racial thing. It's a spiritual problem. But again, the more and more people that are getting into reality understand it is a spiritual problem. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it really is. And it's a personal spiritual problem. I mean, the fact that we, conservatives who are listening, and I judge a person's astuteness, not if they just come to conservative political thing, but they should be drifting away from public education. They should be drifting away from drugs and the standard medical protocols into more natural health things. They ought to be more self-disciplined. They ought to be eating better, listening to promptings about nutrition. That, to me, is the sign that a person's listening to conscience, is that he starts getting all of the things that God is interested in, purifying people and helping them become better. And when they're a one-note person, only conservative, but they're fat, dumb, and overweight and undisciplined and watching television all day, something's wrong with this judgment process. And if we're going to win this battle, we've got to school our people to be much more attentive to the little signals of conscience, the temporal signals that they disregard all day long.
Well, the enemy has their signals, too, from their side, and they're certainly following their signals.
Yes, they are. And they know how, Satan is an expert at playing to people's natural proclivities, the natural man. And, conscience works against the natural man, and it's always after you to get you to improve, to change. And if you've been the same for 10 years or getting worse, I can tell you, you're not listening to the promptings. They're there, and you're waving them off and saying, I don't want to hear that. And there's penalties. I think in the last days, when these real terrible tribulations come upon us in the world, and this war descends that I've been talking about for so many years, I think if people haven't learned to listen to the still small voice of conscience in the temporal affairs, God has been offended and they're going to be cut off from a lot of good, not in an absolute sense. They just don't get the full range of signals that a person gets who's attentive and the Lord recognizes, hey, this person really wants truth. He wants to hear my voice. And therefore, that's where the real blessings come from.
Undoubtedly, when we get in the quiet, still place of the Most High, which I can't hardly stand to do because then the discernment's so intense and I see what the enemy's doing that it totally freaks me out. I understand why people run to the flesh and run into all this because reality is so much more intense than the world's fake reality that I know why people can't handle it. It's scary to realize that true discernment is a blessing and a curse. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, I often said in my youth when I was learning to struggle with conscience, because I was a pretty good violator of conscience relative to homework when I was growing up, always being prompted to do my homework before I went out and played. I was always violating it, got some bad grades because of it until I learned, hey, this signal's here to help. And when I finally really buckled down and started really listening, I realized, boy, this God is trying to really make you better. He's after you all the time. But the more you listen and the more you use self-control to obey, the greater the blessings come, the better things work out in life. And I can here to tell you at pushing almost 70 years, nobody is a success in life. Nobody makes good decisions about children, about getting married, any of those things, unless they tie into that voice of the Lord, that still small voice inside your mind.
I want to get into geopolitics, but one last question from your deep study. Looking at the enemy, looking at the devil, looking at this spiritual force that if you study our enemies, they all worship it. I mean, they're not atheists. They want us to be atheists, so we're totally blind to the fact this war is going on. But what would the devil do if he had total power and gets his way? We know that's not going to happen. I guess it happens for a day. And in terms of the Bible, I guess a few years or whatever. But if the devil had full true power of God, what makes the devil tick? What would Satan do?
You know, I really actually think the second coming happens at the time when the devil does, in fact, have almost all power except for small enclaves of people who are true to the Lord and are being protected. And I think there's going to be massive death and wars. He's really not interested in elevating or even saving his own minions. He's interested in destroying people. He's anti-truth. He hates all truth. He hates God. And he promises, you know, immunity to people. I think he promises immunity to his minions against God's judgment, but he can't deliver. That's what Isaiah 14 is all about, how he descends in chains in hell, and they all the great and powerful who he's promised immunity say, art thou become low like unto us? Meaning his promises all these decades and centuries of coming and saving them from hell if they follow his lead come to naught. He doesn't have that power. But I think he wants to reap as much death and destruction as he can. And that's why the typical thing of the globalist is creating conflict. That's a real sign that they believe in a satanic agenda.
Well, the most seductive thing about the energy of this world is it can give you power and energy at a certain level. And it's very seductive. And that's how the devil's got so many good men and women basically pulling his system. But my God, I just can't imagine how they can sell their children out to it or the culture to something dedicated to death. All right, shifting gears, you tried to get into Al-Qaeda. This latest Defense Intelligence report that got leaked to Judicial Watch, that really shows we've got good people inside the government. We're seeing a real positive rebellion against globalist control when our military continues to say no to expanding ISIS backing. So give us a breakdown on that, and then the Russia situation, the George Soros situation, the China situation.
Well, ISIS is still the top priority of the government because they are intent to take down Assad. Now, this is a Western-trained medical doctor who is actually quite a mild man of person. He's not like the strong man that his father was. Syria is going to be a basket case of civil war if they ever take down Assad, which I think is inevitable, probably going to happen this year. The Iraqi parliament has presented evidence video evidence of U.S. helicopters landing in ISIS-controlled areas and distributing arms and ammunition, resupplying ISIS. I mean, that means that you've got to lie or command your helicopter pilots, who are normal, very patriotic people, into being absolutely silenced about this mission. I'm sure they're telling them this is a black operation, this is national security, top secret, you're not allowed to talk about it ever. And otherwise, you're going to get a lot of whistleblowers complaining that they have. I mean, other fighter pilots, as I mentioned before, are starting to complain now that they're not being allowed to attack ISIS targets. They're being made to wait up to an hour before the White House authorizes them. But by that time, sorry, I hit my microphone.
Hey, that happens sometimes, Joel. They're having to wait an hour.
These people have scurried to another place. And so when I've seen the videos of the various fighter bomber attacks of ISIS buildings, they're only attacking empty buildings. You don't see people. And when they do find troops on the ground, they go to permission. And they say, stand by, stand by. And then they run out of fuel. They've got to come back. Almost 50% of the Navy air attack bomber, fighter bombers, F-18s, have to return to ship with their ordnance intact because they did not get authorization to attack ISIS targets. I think at the top level, they're trying to protect ISIS because they know it's a U.S. creation. They want ISIS stronger, not weaker, in order to take down Assad. And that's what's happened in Palmyra in Syria. Now Assad really has his military around the Damascus area. About a third of the country is fully under his control. And ISIS is slowly getting. So the U.S. is not fighting ISIS. This is a lie. It's a major big lie. And, the second reason for creating ISIS, of course, was to internationalize the war on terror. 9/11 gave the world this reason, you know, yes, the U.S. can go rampaging through the world because they were attacked in 9/11. But they felt relatively immune to the process. Now that ISIS is coming and systematically beheading Christians and then taking down French journalists, British journalists, German journalists, etc., everybody's getting hit by ISIS, and so it's becoming an international war. That's in turn creating the excuse to create a pan-Arab army, that is, those associated with the West, Saudi Arabia, Jordan.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia launches the attack with the West, then creates an army to counter its own proxy troops that just infiltrate back in and join that army, and it's all done transparently, but the public can't even play checkers to understand chess, and it's then a way to take liberties in the West in the name of countering the new ISIS threat.
Well, and Israel is very much involved in this. The Mossad is a seamless relationship with the CIA. They have the top Arab Israelis who have gone in and are directing, I think, most of the ISIS fighters. I think you will find that most of the major factions, you look at their leaders and they're actually an Israeli Arab agent who are getting direct. I mean, the ISIS fighter themselves, they don't think or know that they're controlled by the U.S. or British intelligence. It's gone through the Israelis and then it goes through Arab Israelis.
By the way, you were saying that a year ago. That's starting to come out that Israel's at the heart of this. And when we come back, ISIS came out in their official magazine and said, stop the conspiracy theories claiming we work for Western intelligence. It's hurting our recruiting. So I want to get your take on that. Then we'll look at the South China Sea situation, Ukraine, and more with Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.org. I'm Alex Jones.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of being cyber raped by big government and big business? Are you tired of being forced to cough up information, private, personal information, against your will? Well, I found the answer to their invasive behaviors. It's called D-Vasive, D-hyphen, or D-Vasive. It's made for PCs and Androids. Go get it now at the Google Play Store. D-Vasive, D-Vasive, D-Vasive. It's an app. Get it now and turn Big Brother off.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, you know, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. It seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to guns80.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters, if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to guns80.com. Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
New numbers are out. America's already taken in 1/4 of Mexico's entire population.
the interest is up and the stock.
The U.S. takes more immigrants from Nigeria than it does from England. They're creating the Tower of Babel. Obama won't take the embassy battle directly to the Supreme Court, reading from Drudge. He'll just simply do it by executive action. Joel Scalzo is with us 5 minutes into the next hour. We'll give you some of the latest headlines at Infowars.com after he leaves us at 8 after. We were getting into Al-Qaeda changing its name to ISIS to confuse the public. That does show real hubris by the establishment when they got caught running the anti-Assad operation, funding Al-Qaeda. So they just changed the name, but they don't even change the flags. And then now they can take our liberties, claiming they've got to keep us safe, fighting them while turning them loose and build a pan-Arab army to counter them. They can have them invade African countries and send in AFRICON to respond to them. The problem is the general public's ignorant, but the military is not. And I guess that's why we've seen this purge. But it does seem like an over-the-top, bold move, Joel Skousen, to do this. But they've really done it in front of everyone. What do you expect to come next? Then let's get into the South China Sea situation.
Well, you know, you could never do this without controlled media, Alex. I don't have a lot of inside access to secret things going on in government. And I can see, of course, with my trained eye, when this false flag type, when they're making things up. I mean, as a military person, for a unit the size of ISIS, you know, 50, 60,000 people with huge weapons to come to being in less than a year, and our satellite technology was completely surprised, that's impossible. That's impossible.
Or giant columns coming in and massing, they would have been obliterated instantly by war dogs. No, they let them build up.
And that's right. And after the attack on Ramadi, they went and had a column of rejoicing ISIS troops streamed out for 3 miles away from the city. And I asked, where are our U.S. drones? Where are F-18s? And these are sitting ducks out there, all ISIS, and nobody attacked them. I mean, that's proof, in my estimation, that ISIS is a controlled terror organization, just like Al-Qaeda was.
And notice they're now retiring Al-Qaeda, killing all its leadership. Who we know were double agents. I mean, who buys that the head or number two guy in Al-Qaeda, Adam Gadan, is the grandson of the former head of the ADL? I mean, does anyone really buy that?
Let me tell you where this is heading. Remember, the Iran nuclear deal is only a stalling tactic because Israel can't attack Iran until Syria is out of the way. So the U.S., in order to justify standing down in their attack against Iran, proposed making a deal. That deal is made to trap Iran. They know that Iran is cheating on the agreement, so that's basically they're going to sign any kind of deal and then use it to say Iran violated. After Syria is taken out of the way, I think sometime later this year, then you're going to see Iran being ruled in violation, and shortly thereafter, Israel will, in fact, attack Iran. And it will completely rearrange the Middle East. It will not, however, rise to World War III because Russia and China will not come to the aid of Iran or Syria or any more than they did Iraq. They have too much to gain by eavesdropping on U.S. military operations in terms of, they've really got to get a handle before they attack in World War III on the U.S. jamming capabilities so that their Soviet-type forces are not jammed. And that's what the new SS-400 is about.
We're going to break in a moment. I want to spend the last 5 minutes with you specifically on Soros saying, be nice to China or World War III, the spy planes getting threatened, all of this. Is this just more of that buildup while our government gives the reactors to China to help their nuclear submarines operate quieter? You can really see them building up these enemies while getting the autonomous robot aircraft ready to go and other secret weapons. We'll be back with the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Wolf in. About 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at a local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.